So there's a, I think there's a very, very geshmaki yesod in Sivas Shalom, in Parshas Vayakim, where Sivas Shalom asks a kasha, and it's a kasha that's still relevant really a little bit to this week's parsha also, but more really Parshas Vayakim, that you go through the Chumash, you have two tzaveh, kitison vayakim pekude, and we find many, many psukim that describe the binyan hamishkan, describe the clay hamishkan, describe the bigdei kahuna, and they're repeated in truma tetzaveh, and then again in vayakel pikude. So the question is why? Why does the Torah spend so much time on these things? And more specifically, if you see in Parshas Kitisa, the Torah mentions Shabbos before the Cheda Egel. So before Cheda Egel, we have mishkan, and then Shabbos. And then after Cheda Egel, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, again we have Shabbos and then Mishkan again. Why? What's the repetition? Why is it necessary? So Nesivas Shalom says a beautiful, beautiful vort, and I think it's very relevant to a lot of things in life. He says that when it comes to tshuva, so there's a, he doesn't quote this, but there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says when we do tshuva, we say we invoke the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, which Moshe Rabbeinu said actually after the Cheda Egel. Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachamim Lechanan. The Gemara asks Rosh Hashanah, why does it say Hashem Hashem? Hashem twice. It says Hashem and it says Hashem again. So the Gemara says, Kan Kodem Achei and Kan La'achar Achei. That the same Hashem who's there before the Chet, so he's still your same Hashem after you do tshuva, after the Chet. Hashem, Hashem, kan kodem Chet, and kan la'achar Chet after you do tshuva. So says the Nesivas Shalom, that there was a Chet Egel, and the mitzvahs of Mishkan and Shabbos are taught in Chumash before the Chet Egel, and they're taught in Chumash again after the Chet Egel. Why is that? Because these two mitzvahs are mitzvahs that exist before Chet, and they're mitzvahs that are that the process of tshuva can be experienced through these mitzvahs also after the chet. That what typifies or what captures the essence of these two mitzvahs, maybe more so than any other mitzvahs, is ahavas Hashem. These two mitzvahs express in the deepest way the love relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. That Shabbos, like I think we mentioned once here in the shir, that Shabbos is the partner of Bnei Yisrael. That every day of creation had a ben zug from the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the first day and the second day, the third day and the fourth day, the fifth day and the sixth day. Comes along Shabbos, and Shabbos says to Hashem, Hashem, who's going to be my partner? I don't have a day to partner with. And Hashem says to Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are going to be your ben zug. That there's an intimacy between Klal Yisrael and Shabbos, and really Klal Yisrael and Hashem that exists on Shabbos, where Shabbos is something that represents the ahava between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. And so too by Mishkan. By Mishkan, Hashem says, build a Mishkan, v'shachanti b'socham, I'm going to come and I'm going to live with you, I'm going to dwell amongst you. Hevi'ani ha-melech chadarav, that go into the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu had like a chavrusa, pe'el pe'a d'abrebo. But marav lo b'chidos, Moshe Rabbeinu go into the Mishkan and speak directly to Hashem, like a person speaks to his friend, so to speak, kaviyachol. That the intimacy represented by the Mishkan, not only for Moshe Rabbeinu, but for all of Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Mishkan, there's an intimacy, an ava that's represented in Mishkan. Why is it that these mitzvahs are so essential? This idea of avas Hashem is so essential to tshuva? Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, al kol pshayim techase ahava. That when it comes to a love relationship, so love makes a person blind to the shortcomings and to the failures of other people. And it was these mitzvahs specifically that enabled us to, so to speak, recover from the Chet HaEgel, right? Chazal say that one of the things that's mechaper, we spoke about Parah Aduma, but another one of the mitzvahs that we had that's mechaper for Chet HaEgel is the mitzvah of Mishkan. Mishkan is also serves as a kapar for Chet HaEgel. And the reason for that is Alkol Peshayim Techasa Ahava, that when we do things, when we wrong, so to speak, we wrong Hashem, we do Averas, so what allows us to recover from that avera is the love relationship that exists between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. The Sivas Shalom says that's why specifically these mitzvahs are in Parshas Vayakel. Why do these mitzvahs have to be said when everybody's congregated together, when we're all in a group? There are many mitzvahs that we're not, that the Torah doesn't introduce them by saying Vayakel, that Moshe congregated everyone together and then told them these mitzvahs. Why these mitzvahs specifically have to be taught in a group? Because the way to get to Avas Hashem, says the Nesiva Shalom, is by Avas Chaverim. When we appreciate each other, when we love each other, when we can show each other our Kol Peshayim Techasa Ava, so that's what creates Avas Hashem, through Avas Yisrael, through loving one another. Now, it doesn't mean that it's exactly the same. Right? I like to say, there's a nice gra. The gra says a very interesting idea. He says, we say a bracha. Every bracha that we say starts Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Gra says, Baruch Atah Hashem represents Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Baruch is Avram, Atah is Yitzchak, and Hashem is Yaakov. Why is Baruch Atah Hashem, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So the Pachad Yitzchak, or Putner, explains the Gra. He says like this. He says, Baruch is Avraham, because Avram is the Amud HaChesed. Avram is the Midah Chesed, and he would bring people into his tent, he would feed them, he would give them to drink, he would bestow lots of goodness on people, and then they want to thank him and bless him afterwards, and Hashem, Avram would say, don't bless me, bless Hashem. Everything we have comes from Hashem. Baruch is Avram. Hashem is Yaakov, because Chazal tells us that the dmus, the face of Yaakov, is chakuk tachas kisei akavod, is incarved, so to speak, in the bottom of Hashem's throne. Whatever that means. Why is Atah Yitzchak? Why is Atah Yitzchak? Yitzchak represents the midah of Yerushamayim, Pachad Yitzchak, Vura. And when it comes to Yerushamayim, and this is as opposed to Avas Hashem, and that's what I want to get to ultimately, Avas Hashem, but when it comes to Yira, fear, says the Pachad Yitzchak, depends on proximity. When you're very close to somebody that you're afraid of, you're very, very afraid. If there's somebody that I'm scared of and he's standing right next to me, I'm very, very afraid. If the person that I'm scared of is across the world, he's far away from me, I'm not scared at all. There's nothing to be afraid of. What can he do to me? He's all the way over there. So Yitzchak is Atah. Because for Yitzchak, Hashem was always Shivisi Hashem Lelevi Tamid. Yitzchak always viewed Hashem as right there. His level of Yiras Shamayim was so high and so powerful that he Hashem was with him, like right in front of him. Atah, like when you speak to somebody, you, right in front of me, everywhere he went. So says Rav Huttner, that's as opposed to Ahava. When it comes to Ahava, it's not, when you love someone, it's not that if they're right next to you, you love them a lot. And if they're far away, you love them only a little bit. No, that's not true. By Yira, that's how it works. By Ahava, not at all. Whatever level of Ahava I have for somebody, it's the same as if he's right next to me and as if he's far away. The only difference is how the Ahava expresses itself. How does it manifest itself? If he's right next to me, I hug a person, I kiss a person, I love this person, they're right next to me. But if the person's across the world, so the love doesn't express itself with hugs and kisses. The love expresses itself through a feeling of missing, of longing. I miss this person. I wish I was with them. But the love is the same love. The love is the same love. So I'll call Pishayim Techasa Ava. When a person has a love for somebody else, when we love Hashem, when Hashem loves us, so there's a chait, and it's Hashem kodem achait, and it's Hashem la'achar achait. That the same Hashem is there. It's true, okay, maybe the relationship after Chet Ha'ega had to change a little bit, and there were changes that were made after Chet Ha'ega. There's a Shviras HaLuchos, Luchos Rishonos, we couldn't have that, to be Luchos Shnios. But the Ahava was still there. Al Kol Peshayim Techasa Ahava. That's why the Torah puts Shabbos and Mishkan before Chet Ha'ega, and then Shabbos and Mishkan again after Chet Ha'ega. Because Shabbos and Mishkan are the mitzvahs that build an Avas Hashem beforehand. And it's that Avas Hashem that even after the Chet Ha'ega allows the relationship that sustains the relationship. Al Kol Peshayim Techasa Ahava. Now, Rabosai, this is so crucial in life. In life. Nothing is perfect in life. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be challenges. There's challenges with your friends. There's going to be challenges with your wives, Mitzvah, when you all get married. There's challenges with your children. There's challenges with your yeshivas. There's challenges with your school. There's challenges at work. But if you approach life with a passion, if you approach life with an ahava, so as long as you know that you're doing things that are important, you know that I have a mission. I have a purpose in my life. I'm here for something. My life is not empty. My life is meaningful. I have a vision. I know where I want to go. I know who I want to be. I know what I'm trying to build with my life. So then there's no room for depression. I'll call Peshayim Techasa Ahava. I love my life. I love my situation. I love what I'm doing. Whatever it is that I'm doing. Again, if you're doing something that you love, which you should be, you have to, if you a person who lives the life of Avodas Hashem, that everything in my life is geared towards this one purpose of Avodas Hashem, so then I'll kol pishayim techasa ala. So there's no, okay, there's challenges and there's hard times, but at the end of the day, I have a passion. In the end of the day, I'm working towards something. And I'm able to tolerate and I'm able to get through all those difficult times because there's a greater, there's something greater at hand. There's a place that I'm going, which I know is so important and so valuable and so meaningful. I'll call Pshayim Tchassar.